Subtitles. Cool.
I can go ahead and scribe.
Excellent. And I'll do the ceremony. Welcome, everyone. We are all common on these calls, so no need to repeat the contributor agreements. Today's interop week, and why don't we just dive right in and look at the pull requests on interop. First one is 580. The only one is 580 from Chris, who's not here. We talked about it last week, and we marked it pending close. Since Chris has not reacted on it for quite a while. I don't know, Russell, if you would be comfortable commenting on this.
Let me check it out. I don't really have a take. Chris said that he is not able to make it today at any point. So maybe we could ping him?
Sure. Well, we did ping him on the request last week.
I'll just confirm with him because Mahmood said that we are closing it in a week, so I can just confirm with him that he's okay with it being closed.
You can always reopen it. So why don't That's we do it that way? Yeah.
Sure.
I'll just make a note on it. And
yeah, I'll let him know then.
Well, that's closed for now, and that was the only pull request on Trace Interop. So heading over to Trace Vocap, we have also a single one. This one, 853. Russell, that's from you.
Yeah. This is just creating a new workflow, common import credentials. It's a bunch of credentials pertaining to an importation workflow. It is, I think the only, Mahmood has a blocking change request, and I did address that, and I guess I could ping him over Slack, because he hasn't removed that change request yet. It was said last time that we could merge out of band, but I guess Mahmood will have to take action. I don't think we need to leave a comment to that effect, though. Probably.
Looking at this now, I'm curious what business process, what CPP process. I assume this is US specific. Is that correctly understood?
Yes, CBP.
What actual process is this describing? It seems a little odd. Like, purchase order is not typically presented. And, like, purchase order is basically results in a commercial invoice. And we have the entry workflow, which I just want to make sure you're aware of, and don't overlook. I wouldn't resist this, but, it does kind of, I do raise an eyebrow looking at these credentials required.
Okay. I think it's supposed to represent in a really generic way, credentials that were, like, I've been working lately on a demo for CBP where there is a handful of credentials that will commonly be submitted to us, the BC API, and then we will bundle them together and submit them as part of a presentation to CBP. And these are basically those credentials that will commonly be bundled in a presentation and submitted. I can definitely check out, what was the workflow you mentioned?
I'll comment, there. CBP entry.
Mm-hmm.
Which lists the import, intent to import, and the two entry forms, and the common, mm-hmm. What you would call the big,
right.
big ones.
Yeah, so maybe this could be modified. You put this together?
Yes.
For the, is that for the tech demo that is, this week?
We're actually not using it for the tech demo. We've made a dedicated, tech demo.
Which PR are we talking about right now?
We're talking about, oh, did we fail to list that? 853.
Yeah, we're still talking about the one requested from Mahmood. I think the only yes. action here is to ask him to do a re-review and then move on to the next item.
That sounds good. You're right on that, Russell?
Yeah, I'll ping him.
Good. All right, so we are heading back to trace interop, and since we're out of pull requests, we're gonna run through issues ordered by least recently updated. The first one is 531. This is from Mahmood. CPP specific workflow example to the appendix instead of creating generic workflow examples to make this spec more inclusive.
It seems related to the open PR. I would cross-link the open PR and ask him when, you know, for a timeline or comments on when he thinks we should do this.
Good. Moving on. 5:30. There. Acknowledgement. Oh, by the way, isn't that the one we just looked at? Why is that on interop? Isn't that wrong? We have our workflows are in.
Yeah, you're right. It should be moved to the other repo. Workflows are. Not an interop concept. They're a vocab concept.
Let me just hang on. I'll just make a comment also.
And as you do that, I'm not sure if anyone on this call was just on the CCG open agenda call, but there were several APIs there that are interop concepts, in my opinion, and it would be good to have a discussion around them at some point on this call. So I'm just floating that in the interim because there are items that we should be thinking about that are specific to the interop profile work that are, yeah, there's been progress that's been made, you know, in recent times on that kind of thing. It'd be good to hear other folks on the call if they're interested in implementing, you know, all of the experiences that we can see in the Chappie Playground or any of those APIs or none of those APIs, I think that would be 100% the kind of thing we should be talking about in the context of the interop item.
So, or you can create an issue so you don't forget to bring that up.
Sure, I will create an issue in the interop repo regarding that.
Perfect. I was just about to ask. So back to 530, which we linked already. Acknowledgement section should be created similar to what we have on vocab. No? Do we really not have that? I'm pretty sure we do. Give me a second. No. It's not. No, we don't. I would agree on that. I'll label it pending PR. Any takers? Oh, Mahmoud has self-assigned. Ready for PR. All right, moving on. 580. It's a lot of Mahmoud tickets. It's a shame. It's a shame he's not here. Current abstract has a number of issues. Yeah. Sounds good. I'll give that a PR label as well. Can't imagine anyone would object to better wording. 529. Relationship between trace interop and VC API. I don't know. Is that, that seems less important than when we started out. Any comments on 529? Anyone?
It seems related to the comment I just made regarding the Chappie playground. I think
that's a good point.
We, as far as I'm aware, like we're drifted so far away from it. It is very misleading to even suggest that these are the same thing at this point. So I think it needs reframing. This is important that this happen. Seems like Mahmoud's assigned. Just leave a comment, something to the effect.
Yeah. Five of three is next. There from Chris. All right, let's ping Chris. And move on. 504. That has been pending close since May 30. I suggest we close 504. Thanks for the plus one, Ben. Update this spec to use status list 2021. And that's assigned to Mahmoud. Let's yank him.
So, yeah, I guess it's interop. I think the comment I would leave on this is I think we should wait and just do this at the same time we do all of the V2 upgrade. I think I said something similar last time it came up. Like, there's no sense in updating to status list 2021 while still being on V1 and then doing another version of that again for V2. We should just do the V2 upgrade and this at the same time. Because otherwise we'll just end up doing a migration in the API twice.
I wonder what we should do with the ticket then. Should we close the ticket?
No, I would just say, I would put a label on it like, V2 upgrade or something like that, and then add that label to all of the other items. And then when we do PRs that are related to that tag, we can, as part of the PR review, say, hey, you know, I'm reviewing this PR, but we had agreed we might, you know, do more in this PR than just this one issue. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to probably take more than one PR to get that migration through. Mm. So the main thing is just when you're doing the review, having some indication on the related issues that you're supposed to be considering more than just that issue.
That's great. I made a new label. Let's move on. 506. Mike. Final signature suites, performance implications. Ori, you've been self-assigned on this?
Right. So in the context of the interop stuff, sort of, we've made some progress on this. One of the reasons we've been delaying commentary on this in the interop profile has been the VC version 2 test suite. We thought, you know, let's let the verifiable credentials version 2 test suite get a little bit further ahead. Actually, while we're on that subject, I can share some updates regarding that. I think this is still should be assigned to me, and I will at some point do my best to update it. But, you know, for example, in the W3C verifiable credentials working group, we now have some test cases that are already aligned up with this kind of activity. Actually, that's the worst example I could have given because it's that JSON schema with verifiable credential thing, which we don't use. But we do use this kind of thing, which is a JSON schema that secures a JSON LD verifiable credential. That's like very much aligned with the approach that we have taken in this work item. And so this test suite will have pieces that should be useful to our interop work. And it's fine to assign it to me, but I think my recommendation would be we continue to kind of wait and move the verifiable credentials work item along so that we can just do the work once there for everyone, including all the other working group members, and then we can mostly just copy from the parts of that that are relevant to us.
Mind if I copy that over on the issue?
Yeah, go ahead. That's a public repo, and there's comments on it in the minutes of the verifiable credentials working group.
Cool. The next one is 552. Ah, just on GS1 credentials. And continuing from, yeah, so that's, issue 512, we had that thing with the, yeah, we fixed the GS1 JSON schema problem we had, and this is making sure that we can actually test GS1. I'm happy to self-assign on this. And pick that up sometime as we go into e-commerce. Cool. Let's move on. 479. That is from Chris. Samples which contain proofs must be re-signed. What is he actually talking about? I wonder if... Oh, this is in the open API. Okay. Right. This is taking out our examples, adding proofs, adding JWT. Any volunteers?
I would say at least add the label for version 2 migration, potentially.
Yeah, I would do that. We did a version of this already. I did some cleanup, but I did that cleanup in the vocab repo. I think last time we talked, I said to the Measure folks who had done a lot of the leadership in this repo, I was like, you guys should be the ones to do the surgery in the interop repo because it's going to be easier for them to do it. I think I just had noted there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up or deleted, you know, or just removed prior to us being able to even start to think about the V2. So I consider sort of blocking for V2. Like I would do it at the beginning of the group of issues that we want to do to get to V2.
Sounds good. I think the label should suffice. If you want to spell it out more clearly, would you mind adding that note?
Yes, I will. I'll try and leave a note. It's on 479, right?
479, yes, that's right. And next is 359. Conformance testing for credential status. And seems like Chris has been working on that for approaching a year now. That doesn't seem right. Well, apparently it's in the works, so let's leave him on it and move on. 483. Entities should be opaque. We skipped that last time, missing Mahmoud. That is also the case today, so let's just repeat that message. Do we want to give it a pending close? Not hearing any cheering for that, so let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, I think all they're looking for is just string and not the specific message. So, like, maybe more work can be done on the issue to, like, get a checklist or move it along just a little bit so it's not a do all the things issue.
Is it a do all the things issue? That's...
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. It's just to make sure this field is present. Don't look for specific values inside the field. Mark the ticket as done when you have reviewed the tests and you believe that's the case.
Hmm. So do we want to volunteer to do that? Let's have Mahmoud in the discussion before we progress it any further. It's my suggestion. All right, next one is 554. The open API only lists verifiable presentations and should include an example of traceable presentations and workflows. Oops, what's this?
Sorry, I think I just did something.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
Yeah, it's their new beta tasks feature. Hopefully that's useful. I've never used that before.
Yeah, it looks fancy.
Agree with the comment. I think actually it's a pretty substantial problem that our API definition uses examples that are not traceable presentations because the interop profile is only actually built around traceable presentations. So it seems high value to get fixed soon.
Well, I can assign myself. I don't know when I'll have time to do it, but I'll put my name on it. And I tried to add a task. I don't know if that worked. That didn't work. Good. Next one is 494. The spec should describe weighted average calculations.
This is measure. Yes. It's from the massive list of changes that Mike Perrock had. He has a sort of concept of workflow completion that he talked about in his ticket. I feel like it was put in the wrong repo. Like all of this language in the interop profile that is actually about working with the data model or processing the data model or thinking about the data model, all of that doesn't belong in this repo. This ticket is an example of a item that got filed as a result of that. It's been marked pending closed on June 6th, which is a super long time ago. And the PR associated claims that we've addressed this. So I think as long as this text regarding weighted averages has been removed from the spec, this can be closed.
Very much agree. All right, closing with a closing this comment. Good.
Yeah, I searched for weighted average. I don't hit anything in the document. I think it's stale and should just be closed.
Definitely. All right, the next is 460. Update respect with links to post and collection. And Chris has assigned himself to it. I will copy that comment. That's a shame. It's pretty straightforward. It's just promoting our nice collections, putting them out in the open. Next one, 485. And that is from you.
Yeah.
Nice title.
This is the updated workflow deal. We had a discussion around this. Did we ever add the replaces identifier to the context?
Yes, I believe we did. Let's just check it.
If we can close this, we should, because yeah, we talked about it. We opened an alternative PR, which we agreed after review we didn't like. So, no, it's still open issue.
Oh, it is. Well, we do have replace.
It's in the, there's an error or an issue marker, issue 485 marker present in the draft. This issue can be closed when that marker is removed, which is for this particular item. So it,
okay,
it's not done because that's still there.
Okay. But would you mind linking to that? Because I do believe we have addressed the actual problem with the replace in the context. Okay, I'll find it. Give me just a sec.
Yeah, I'm
gonna, I see it.
I can link the example that we have that's detached from all of this. Like, we know if the traceability context has been updated to align up with the example that we tested, then this can be closed. So I can add a link to that.
All right. Well, I can. Oh, I'm already assigned. Great. This seems very straightforward. Delete that link to the issue, and then close. Cool.
Yeah, I agree with that. It looks like if the screenshot that you just took is of the current context, all we really need to do is add some text when deleting the issue, and it's done.
Yes, and it is. Good. That was there. So 468. From Chris, lots of conversation.
You can mark this as V2 because it will come up again in the context of status lists, because you can't use status lists without hosting verifiable credentials. So I would add the V2
yep.
label. I would leave a comment saying, we want to see examples of status list with interop, and I'll add a link to the VC test suite regarding that.
Nice. Next one is from Russell and also seems related. Support multiple status lists.
Yeah, this one and a few additional subsequent issues are all to do with updating handling of status lists. I think what this was waiting on is merged. I'm checking now. Yeah. What it was waiting on is merged. So this is just stuff that I'll be trying to get on in the next week or two.
Sounds good.
I think the next, there's this four additional issues that are all.
So just a fair warning, like, I would prefer to see those as test cases in the upstream W3C verifiable credentials test suite first, because if we add them here, then there's a chance that they'll be clobbered later by whatever the working group decides to do for V2. So I would recommend it's fine to kind of aggregate all of them, grab them all together so that we're tracking them all consistently. But I think there should be test cases generated for multiple statuses. And actually the real issue that we should be looking at regarding this is, do you want me to commit the test code, the test case generation code? I'm going to put a cross link to that issue. Because I can add test case generation code and then commit the test case, and then we should be unlocked potentially. So if you could get a comment on the upstream test suite issue, that would be awesome.
Okay, that's the link you shared, or can you handle that comment, or should I do that?
I think you should leave a comment on the upstream VC Jose Cozy test suite issue, and you should say, you know, I want you to commit the test case generation code, and I want you to include a test case with multiple statuses. That will then make it my problem, not yours. And then you can copy from that pattern into your issues. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. Yeah. And that is something that I would recommend somebody else do. Or is that something that I would then take on upstream in the Jose Cose?
No, I'm saying just comment on the related issue in that repo, and then I filed the issue in that repo. I'll take on the work to do it and copy the examples or the general approach. But basically what I'm trying to avoid is us doing a bunch of stuff that could have benefited the entire working group. When instead we can be commenting on the test suite for the entire working group and then taking a version of that that benefits us. It's just helping the working group and not just ourselves.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Is that a similar situation with the next one, 565?
565.
Well, no, maybe that's...
Possibly.
This looks like... These aren't to do with test cases. These are to do with changing wording.
It's the same deal. I mean, we should fix this in the test suite for everyone. And then we should do the same thing as the working group test suite.
Okay. Is this to do with the test suite though? 565?
Well, all of the APIs the interop profile is consuming are to support either the data form, the data formats or the endpoints that are required for version 2 of verifiable credentials. So in general, I would say the kind of way to think about it is every part of the interop test suite should be grounded in some standard version of the W3C verifiable credentials test suite. And we should be focusing on fixing those test cases first before we go and do any work. So it's sort of the same kind of deal. This case here is like basically noting that the spec language has drifted, and that's true, and it could drift again, which is also why we should avoid redoing that work here, because we're more likely to catch any potential drifts in the working group test suite than we would in us just doing our own version of it here.
Sure. Is this another case where I would leave a comment on, is the upstream something different than the Jose Cose repo?
There's two. Yeah. So you might leave a comment on, well, I don't know if there's an independent test suite for the status list. I would leave a comment on Jose Cose. If you don't find an issue that you feel captures the problem, I would file a new issue on that repo.
Okay.
And when you do that, you can cross-link to these issues that you're holding and say, you know, this other issue over here is blocked until the working group resolves the upstream issue. And then, Sure. Then it's clear, you know, you don't have any work to do until the working group does their job.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, is that all clear, Russell?
Yeah, and I think the same will hold true of the next couple as well.
Well, the next one on the list, I believe, is from Isaac.
Okay.
It's 567, so we'll get to yours.
Right.
Isaac is asking for custom trace interop user agent. So
yeah,
we're using.
He should do this. Let's assign him.
Yes.
He knows what he wants, and it would be nice for us to have this. So I'm going to assign him. I'll ping him in our team channel, and we'll figure out where it's going to be scheduled.
Great. So I suspect we might be getting to, right. No, I don't know when yours are coming. Next one is mine, 570. Sorry, Russell, I'm just taking them in order so I don't get confused.
No. Yeah, I got going on.
Feel free to like make similar comments so we don't have to spend everyone's time on the other tickets. That would be great. Anyway,
yeah, sure.
570 is for me to suggesting to remove the data off presentation from the interop suite. We did recently clean up. We might have done this. Hang on just a second. This is interop. Are we still doing? No, we only have OAuth presentation exchange. Yeah, this is done. We can close this ticket. That was 570. 575. Negative unit testing for interrupt missing content type values in requests. Russell, that's you requesting that?
Yeah. Although actually I think with this one, there was, I think this one will need to be revised in light of one of Ori's suggestions, or it has something to do with accept. I think this one is badly worded, so I'll need to change it first. So that was vague, but yeah, I think I know what to do here.
Isn't this also addressed in version 2? There's a lot of content type work being done in VC2, isn't there?
Okay. Yeah, I can check that out.
Yeah, I left a comment on it. I think it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's debatable whether the APIs, like, what their behavior should be, you know, regarding the accept and the content type header. You can always ask with the accept, but the server can decide that they're, you know, not going to support. So I would actually suggest the right thing to do is start with respec text around the expected behavior here with normative language. So describe the endpoint, describe the accept header and the content type header, and describe whether must or may applies to the content types that have been requested to be registered for part of version 2.
Okay. Is this, yeah, okay. The respec document that will need to have these changes made, I think this is me missing something obvious, but is that in the interop repo or in one of the upstream repos?
Yeah, that would be the interop repo. And if there isn't an obvious section of the document that corresponds to the endpoint that you're trying to discuss, I would just make a general section and add some general text to it regarding the media types.
Sure.
Russell, would you be okay to get assigned on this one?
Oh yeah, yeah, I can here just assign myself. I'll do that with the, looks like I am assigned to the previous ones.
The next one, 576, seems similar. And you just self-assigned, great.
Yeah.
Let's do a few more. 574. Is that the same?
Yep.
And we get to 534. Terminology. Mahmoud.
Sort of a vague ticket.
Yeah.
I think it's basically just general readability update. We should add a ready for PR label. And then...
I don't understand what's being asked. How would you close this?
I would open a PR that adjusted the terminology and the covered.
Sorry, I'm laughing at your labels.
Yeah, ready for ready. I don't know who created that one, but this is ready for PR. PR should basically say, you know, the vocabulary defines terms. This specification defines API protocols that.
Okay.
And that PR should remove any attempts at term definition in this repo if they still exist.
I'm just adding a few notes there. Okay. We have more time. 533. Also from Mahmoud. Change it to section 4.
Moving normative items. All right, let's ping him again. Fixed to the intro. I think what happened was Mahmoud read our stuff, which is great. Right. Shaming a little bit here. I want to do this and one more at least. Clarify best practices for retrieval and ownership of data. And we asked Mike if he would care to do it. Right. Some of this we have... We already discussed the middle of those issues.
Yeah, it's just this, Mike added all this, these text sections and then a bunch of issue markers got filed to clean it up and we never came back around to it. It sort of makes sense to have this here, given that we have API endpoints that do host credentials on web origins. So I think it is in the right place. But it just needs some English text.
So this is issue... Right, okay, yes. I understand that. I'll mark it ready for ready.
We should delete that label.
Yes.
Wonder if anything's actually using it.
Probably. All right. One more. The next one is pending close. So that's a nice one to end on. 542. Statements about deployment architecture. Ori, I'm in doubt about your last comment. Does that prevent us from closing this?
This seems like a dupe of that other issue that... well... It seems related to the PR that wanted to add some text around scopes to some degree. And, Christina says she just wants to remove the multi-tenant from the profile piece.
I wonder if that's, I guess it's not.
She's sort of right about
necessary.
That.
Yeah.
It's not really a profile though, because it has, the document is doing too much. And so it's awkward to think about, is this implementation guide or is this normative requirement for defining an API interface?
Yeah.
I think it's probably good to just close it. I think she's probably right.
So delete that part. Yeah, I would agree with you. It's more like a description of the process we've been through and having to support these things, but that does not mean we have to list it like this. All right. Well, I can assign myself to delete this. Good. We're 2 minutes from ending time. Any volunteers to do the minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Amazing. Thank you, Russell. I'll make sure to end the meeting correctly. Thanks, everyone, for attending. I'll see you next week.
See you, everyone.
Bye.